Welcome to the Optimize Your Business and Your Life podcast for high-achieving entrepreneurs. Each episode will share strategies to help you create a highly profitable business and life you love. And now, your host, 2016 International Coach of the Year, Stacy Hyland.
Hi, this is Stacy Hyland, your host for the Optimize Your Business and Your Life podcast. And today's topic, I'm really excited about talking to you about. My clients come to me to help them optimize their businesses, and they want to start with, you know, their marketing, their sales. But one of the first things that we do is look for their hidden profits. And the reason why is that almost every single business has hidden profits in it that they don't see themselves. Even myself, it's really hard to see my own hidden profits, right? Even though I see them every time I work with a client. So what I'm going to do today is teach you a strategy that's a really good cash flow booster for anybody. Okay. This is something that one of my clients used to increase their sales 50% in less than 2 weeks. And the crazy part is that this was in their slowest month of the year. So if she can do it, anyone can do it. So let's jump right in. So the thing is that most business owners, they have what's called that feast or famine challenge, is that they get a ton of clients. They're really happy. They're working with the clients. And all of a sudden, they don't have enough clients, right? And the reason why this happens, this whole feast and famine cycle, is because people take their foot off the gas. They get comfortable. They get in their comfort zone. And the other thing that they do when they're in their comfort zone is they stop marketing and they stop doing their revenue generating activities, okay? So if you're in that feast or famine, if you want a quick cash flow boost, then today's episode is really going to help you. All right. So one of my clients, you know, she had a very successful business helping people who couldn't lose weight finally lose weight successfully. And she came to our program, the Hidden Profit System, during the month of December. Now, this is her slowest month of the year. So as you can imagine, nobody comes for weight loss help in December. It just doesn't happen, right? People want to go to the holiday parties. They don't want to say no to the sugary treats. They don't want to say no to the drinking, any of that stuff. They don't want to say no to mom or grandma's home cooking. So this client, the good thing about her is she was a real go-getter. She is an implementer. And I absolutely love implementers because if you don't implement, you're not going to get results. So she wasn't going to let this preconceived notion of, oh, this is the slow time of year, interfere with her hitting her goals. So a lot of times people say, oh, it's a slow time of year. Oh, I'm too busy. Oh, there's all of these reasons why they don't take action, but not her. She said, I'm not going to wait for the perfect time. I'm not going to wait for January. No, most people would have waited for January to do this, but no, she said, let's do it now. And she implemented. So here's what she did. So it's no secret that going back to your past clients is one of the best ways to boost sales. But most people are not doing this at all. And if they do it, it's just sporadically. It's not on a systematic plan. So one of the things one of my mentors, Dan Kennedy, used to say, it's not your client's job to remember you. It's your job to make your client remember you. Right? So unless you're constantly staying in front of them and having that top of mind awareness, chances are your clients are buying from your competitors. The way I learned this is through one of my clients. He really made me realize how powerful this was as a strategy. He was a new client and he canceled his coaching call at the last minute. And he said he had a $100,000 sale. And we got on the next call. I congratulated him. I said, wow, you must be doing your happy dance. And he said, no. He said, this is one of the biggest mistakes that his business has made. And it had cost him probably about $700,000, right? So here's what happened. That $100,000 sale was a past client that had been buying from his competitor for the last 7 years. So for the last 7 years, they've been spending $100,000 every year with his competitor. Yeah, you can just imagine if this was you, how upset you would be. Now, some of you that are small businesses that are listening, it might not be a $700,000 mistake. It could be a $7,000 mistake, a $700 mistake. Don't let the zeros throw you any of these strategies. You just apply at your own level because it works for any level business. So the only reason that this client came back to my client was that the competitor couldn't fulfill the order and recommended that he go back to my client, right? The old company that he was dealing with. So when this happened, I realized that this come on back strategy was so important for every single business owner to be doing on a regular basis. Now, why aren't people doing this? You might say, well, Yeah, I've heard of reactivation. I've heard of working with my old clients, but why don't people do it? That was one of the things that I had to look at. And in reality, most people are shy and embarrassed to go back to old clients. They don't want to be seen as looking for business. They might not have followed up with the old client. You know, they might not have reached touch base with them in a long time. So they're like, should I do this? But in reality, usually what we find is it's the client that could be shy and embarrassed to come back, right? So in my Hidden Profits workshops, a lot of times I'll ask participants if they've ever changed a hairdresser. And if so, did they ever go back to the original hairdresser that they worked with in the past? The majority said no. They said they didn't go back to the original hairdresser, even if they didn't like their new hairdresser, because they were embarrassed to go back. Now, going back to my client, imagine a weight loss client. Magnify the level of embarrassment by 1,000%, right? If you've gone to a weight loss coach and you've fallen off the wagon, you are not going back. Right? Because you're embarrassed, you're shy, you're like, oh, I hit the cookie jar. You're gonna go buy another book, you're gonna go buy another program, you're gonna get another coach, so that you're really avoiding that embarrassment of not having stayed on track. Now, really, insert any business here. It doesn't matter if you are a leadership coach, if you're a chiropractor or an accountant, a dentist, eye doctor, rarely are the clients gonna go back on their own unless you are doing something to make them come back, if they've already switched to another provider. Now, some of them might not have even switched to another provider. They're just doing nothing instead of working with you. So let's talk about how she did this, okay? So here's what she did. We had her put together a list of her past clients to activate and getting rid of the ones who are not her perfect clients. So if you have past clients that were not good clients, do not put them on your list to reactivate, right? You don't want to invite more of that back into your business. And then she used a script to get on the phone with them and enroll them in a special come on back offer. Now, here's the result. So she was so shocked and thrilled by the response because the people that she reached out to were thrilled to hear from her and they bought packages. So she increased her sales by 50% in her worst month of the year. And she went on to add even more clients and sales, over $10,000 in the new year with this and other, the Hidden Profit strategy. So this is a super simple thing that you could do. You can get off the listening from the podcast today, go make your list and you can increase your sales, even if it's your slowest month of the year. So what's the next step? What I would suggest, go to businessoptimizercoach.com/podcast and get the show notes. And also go join our Facebook group, Optimize Your Business and Your Life. And once you've applied, hit me up with a private message and ask me for the come on back strategy. So what I'll do is I will send you out the complete step-by-step of how to implement this into your business. Thank you so much for joining me. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. And if you loved this episode, please leave me a rating and a comment on iTunes. And I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Remember, don't just learn, implement.